Random House Audio presents Grace, a memoir by Grace Coddington with Michael Roberts, read by the author.
Introduction, in which our heroine finds fame on film, but like Greta Garbo, just wishes to be left alone. The first I heard of the September issue, the movie that is the only reason anyone has ever heard of me, was when Anna Wintour called me into her office at Vogue to tell me about it and said, "By the way, I've agreed to a film crew coming in to make a documentary about us." The film was originally supposed to be about organizing the ball at the Metropolitan Museum of Art's Costume Institute, but it grew bigger and bigger. Now they would be turning up to film all the discussions, meetings, fights, and frustrations that go into creating the most important issue of the year. They would be in our office and on our sittings, too. It was just about everything I didn't want to hear. As creative director of the magazine, I have 1,000 things to deal with. It's difficult enough putting a complicated photo session together without having onlookers hanging around. "Don't expect me to be in it," I said, sensing Anna's eyes glaze over as she looked past me out the window. She has a way of blanking people out when they are saying something she doesn't care to hear. My reaction to this intrusive idea was naturally one of horror, because my feeling has always been that people should concentrate on their jobs and not all this fashionable, "I want to be a celebrity" shit. Afterward, I found out that it had taken the filmmakers almost a year to persuade Anna to say yes. I'm sure she agreed in the